Welcome to Tea with Twins.
My name is Vanessa.
And I'm Victoria. We are twins who want to shine a light on what it's like to be a twin,
know a twin,
be friends with a twin,
our parents are twins,
and are dating a twin.
Thanks for tuning in. Grab your tea or whatever you're drinking. It's time for you to sip
and us to spill.
On today's podcast, Tea with Twins, we're going to be going back.
We're throwing it back.
We're throwing it back to some funny travel stories that we had. So many people have been asking us, like, we'd love your personal stories in your podcast. We want to hear more. So here it is. Buckle in, grab your tea.
Because we're going to be laughing a lot. So we apologize for our annoying laughs because this is going to be a good one.
It's going to be good. All right, let's go.
Our travel journey started when we were 14 months old. That was our first
airplane
ride to Florida. And my mom remembers just walking both of us up and down the aisles and people just be asking us, oh my God, are you guys twins? They're so cute. So
we were like overweight.
Yeah, like my mom had to like unwrinkle our arms.
Yeah, so we would have like we had rolls all over on our arms and rolls, legs. Like fat rolls on our legs. And my mom, after being like out in the sun and the beach, she'd literally have to like press out our rolls like we were dogs.
And
make sure there's no sand stuck in it or like water. Like how?
Yeah,
so we were very obese twins.
Another funny story is the next time we drove to Florida.
Wrong move.
We were a family. Well, we are four kids and them. So it was a full van driving down to Florida. And we didn't even cross. We literally just crossed the American border. And we live 5 minutes away from the American border. We just crossed it. We passed a house. And this house always had a huge, huge, two-story high bear. Like, papier-mâché bear. It was huge. We drove by, and every time we drive by it, we always look at it, and we love it. This one time, I looked at it. It was fine.
No, Dad said, guys, look, the bear.
Oh, yeah. And then I saw it, obviously, because I looked and saw the bear. Oh, no, but Vanessa didn't look in time. So she had a meltdown for,
I think, half the drive.
Not half the drive, but a long time.
Like, a few hours.
That'd be
like, nonstop screaming. And I was so mad that I started throwing, like, CD players and my DVD recorder and stuff to the front of the van. And my brothers were, like, dodging because I was throwing everything I could because I was so pissed.
Yeah, that was what happened another time. We were throwing crap in front to our parents because we were pissed. And my dad said, we will go to Chuck E. Cheese. Because we've never been, and we're on our way to...
We still haven't been.
Florida, or was that Niagara Falls?
I think it was Florida.
Yeah, so we're on the way back, and my dad's like, on the way back, we'll
go. If you guys are good.
Obviously, we weren't good. Something happened, Vanessa and I got wild up, and we were throwing CDs and crayons again, the whole story again. And my dad's like, hey, kids, look, Chuck E. Cheese, and drives right by.
We were
even more pissed.
We were so pissed. Like, savage move. One of the other ones I want to get into is we went to Russia. What was it? 2018. 2018. We were there for, a week, 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
Went to Moscow and St. Petersburg. And so we were in the Red Square in Moscow. And we were looking to see how we could get into the Kremlin. And we saw this huge line. So we were like, okay, that must be the entrance. So we got behind, like, it took us 20 minutes, like...
Longer than that.
Yeah, it was a long line, and we just thought it was the entrance to the Kremlin. And so we waited. They searched us down. We finally were walking, but we were walking kind of past the Kremlin, and we're like, wait, this is not what we want to go see. And then we were kind of, like, brought into this, like, really dark, small room, and there were soldiers everywhere, and they're like making us sure we don't stop. They're like, go, 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 like, with guns and stuff. And we got into this room, and it was a dead guy.
Yeah, this guy.
Sleeping. Dead there. Not even sleeping. He's dead with, like, a see-through coffin. And they could just look at each other.
Like, soldiers. And no pictures. Like, no smiling. Like, you have to really be
serious. And it was so dark. And we just, like, we got out of there. We're like, what
did we just see?
So we Google. We're like, Google, like, dead guy.
Who's the dead guy in front of the Kremlin?
Yeah, who's the dead guy in Moscow? And they're like, it was Lenin, who, like, I think that was the first leader of the USSR. And we're like, well, we really didn't have to wait like 30 minutes in line for that.
And then it turns out you can't even get into the Kremlin unless it's on a guided tour. So we did that the next day.
That's true. We wasted a lot of time.
The next one I wanted to go into was how every time my mom was pushing us in the strollers, whether it was when we were 14 months in Florida or when we were just anywhere, we went to the States, they would always just pull my mom over and be like, oh my God, are they twins? They're so cute again. And mom was like, that was so much wasted time of people just pulling me over. Like, she always had to account for detours for these things. I mean, if you see her pictures, They're adorable.
Yeah, and another one when we're on a trip. So I hate roller coasters, and Victoria loves roller coasters.
I don't love them, but I could do a
few. She'll do them. I will literally die of a heart attack if I get on one. And this is the reason why, guys. So we were in, I think, Busch Gardens, and there was this old rickety wooden roller coaster, and my dad's like... I think
it was like the biggest wooden roller coaster in North America or something.
Yeah, and my dad's like, okay, let's go on. Literally.
No, he said, let's go on this ride. So you thought it was...
The other one.
But and then we get on the roller coaster.
We get on the roller coaster line, and he's like holding my hand, like, and I'm screaming and trying to get out of it. And he literally put me onto that roller coaster, and I think I passed out, like, because I was so scared.
She did not.
But now I never go on roller coasters because I hate them. She
just, walked off shaking, and my mom was so upset. The next one that I want to talk about is our great fun story coming back from Jamaica. So I was sitting next to Vanessa, and I think it was next to one of our brothers, and I thought it'd be funny because I had a water bottle to, like, pour the water on Vanessa's lap.
So funny.
To make it look like she peed herself. So I poured it, and Vanessa got so pissed. She grabbed my hand and just started, like, with her nails digging into my skin because she was so pissed. And I still have a scar on my hand of Vanessa because she didn't find that funny. And I was just
obviously not. Now my pants are wet in the airplane. Another funny one. Well, it wasn't funny in the moment. We're coming back from our school's Europe trip in grade 11.
Grade 10.
Oh, yeah. Grade 10. And we're
grade 11. Grade 11.
Grade 11. And so we were heading home, and there was so much turbulence. My sister and I hate turbulence. We also hate flying. So, like, every time we have to go somewhere, we, like, lose a year off our lifespan because we're just so scared. Our, like, heart's racing. Anyways, and it was so much turbulence that this guy's face mask, like, if they lost, like, oxygen or pressure, yeah, the air mask just... Face mask. The air mask dropped down, but just his. And I look over at him. I look at Vic. I look
and
at him.
And she's like, where's mine?
Where's mine? And we were so... It was such a scary moment.
And, like, it was only him. And Vanessa's freaking out, like, where's mine? Like, obviously it wasn't too serious. It was just one. But it was definitely really scary. And
it was just, like, a default. Yeah.
Another one we like to pull when we travel is... telling the people, because people always come up to us and be like, oh my god, you're twins. And our classic line is, no, we're not. We're just best friends. And the face they give us is priceless. Mm-hmm. Because now they look stupid and we're just there like, yeah, mm-hmm. we're just best friends. And they're like, oh, no way. You guys look so alike. And they just, like, keep going with their day. Because I get so annoyed every 2 seconds. Oh my god, are you guys twins? It's the most frustrating, annoying question. Like
if we look the same, obviously we are.
You say yes, and then you keep going with your day, like, does that bother you?
Doesn't change a lot. And then there was one other one I wanted to talk about. In Taiwan, we bought scooters, and we didn't have a license for them. We weren't really sure what the road signs meant. And then we found out, like, 2 months after riding to school that there was, like, a scooter lane and a car lane. But those first few months, we had no idea. And I remember I was in the car lane, and the scooter lane was on my right side. And I found it weird that I was the only the scooter in my lane while there's, like, 1,000 on the right side. And I'm just there. I'm like, what is going on? And then all of a sudden, the police officer directing traffic literally, like, 10 feet away from me starts blowing his whistle and yelling at me.
You don't know Chinese.
Yeah, they're yelling in Chinese. I'm like, what? I'm just looking at him. I put my visor down because my visor is, like, black, so he can't, like, see any of my face. I just pull it down, and luckily the green light, like, turned, like, 30 seconds after, but it was literally the longest 30 seconds of my life. I was just, like, staring. I was like, there's a police yelling at me in Chinese, blowing his whistle. I really don't think I'm in the right lane. So we found out later.
And in Taiwan, I want to mention, so, like, you probably heard in our other podcast, a whole room story. Well, now I'm going to talk about the scooter story. So we got 2 scooters because one was more efficient. Like, we could drive in the mountains. Yeah. It was, like, very high speed. It was just really nice. And then I had a scooter, which was this broken down Yamaha scooter. But it was the best thing of life. I absolutely loved this shit box.
There was, like...
I mean...
There was, like, a hole in the seat.
There's a hole in the seat. It was literally my baby.
It weighed, like, 2 pounds.
I just loved it so much. Yeah. Anyways... I never had a problem with my scooter, and Vanessa would always call me saying, my scooter just broke down, or my scooter
and has I paid an engine a lot light more on for it. My
and Vanessa
scooter.
Paid a lot more than I did. And one time Vanessa calls me, and it's in the middle of a typhoon, and she calls me saying, you need to come pick up my scooter or come pick me up at school because it won't start.
Guys, I was driving through this typhoon, and you don't understand, typhoons, like, when it's, like, raining cats and dogs, like, I couldn't even see. There was a rain
and you're
everywhere.
Inside. You don't have, like... We had like helmets, but we don't have goggles, I have windshield wipers. So you're like trying to wipe your goggles
and
off.
And my scooter broke down in an intersection when it was downpouring, and I literally had to stick my feet out and start like
dragging
my scooter. And I like, and then it would turn on and like put me like, and then I'd like stop and break down. And one time I was like gunning it so fast because it was working. And then it just broke down. I had to walk to school. I drenched, and they gave me a hair dryer. And they're just like, here, blow yourself down.
A story that we love to tell is when we were in Dominican Republic. So that was our first family, like, all-inclusive trip. Mm-hmm. So we went to Dominican Republic. And the second time we went with another family. And there was an organized fashion show at the event. So Vanessa and I enter the contest, or I guess it was a contest.
I don't even think you need it. Like, I don't think they...
Yeah, you just signed your name. I'm with two other great friends. And Vanessa walks the fashion show like she's like Bella Miss Hadid America. Or Miss America. She's like walking.
We had like outfit changes.
Yeah, we had like 8 outfit changes. Like there's a bikini one, a dress. That's allowed. Like, yeah, it was crazy. And like I get on stage like this cute little innocent girl, and Vanessa walks in front of me like, you know, strutting her stuff. It was the most funniest thing
I probably ever. Won it.
I'm pretty sure we did. Although like maybe you did, but it was, oh my god, you had to be there. It was so bad. Another one, when we were in Mexico with our family, so we always go on excursions, so we do, like, all-inclusive with our family, and this one was in Mexico, when we took a four-wheeler trip, which we thought was going to be in the mountains. It turned out you had to go through a highway, a six-lane highway, to get to this mountain, and Tequila, like, observatory, like,
yeah, we were, like, 10.
And it was me with my mom on a four-wheeler, my dad and Vanessa, and then my younger brother, who's 5 years younger than us, and my brother, on another one, with the guide, like 20 feet ahead of us on the 6-lane highway, telling us to keep going, and mom's like having a freak attack.
And then they brought us to like a crocodile farm, and it literally reminded me. Oh, well, we did another one like this, and it was like a crocodile farm. And if you ever watched Lion King 2, they like Simba or something looks over.
Simba.
Yeah, so Simba like looks over, and he sees, I think with like Scar's son, and he sees like a bunch of crocodiles. Literally, that's what happened in Cuba. And our brothers, again, thought it was a hilarious time to start wrestling and, like, pretending to push each other. And Vic and I were just, like, yelling and screaming.
And, like, the crocodile was, like, walking up this pavement.
Yeah, oh my god, no. Let's change the subject.
Yeah, the next one was in Korea. So, when we're in Korea and Berlin, the same thing happened. We wake up early and we expect there to be taxis or Ubers or just the train.
Because like here, if you just stick out your hand, then a taxi stops.
Yeah.
But in those countries, you actually have to go to like a taxi place.
Yeah, a taxi stop or rent a taxi or go to a Depenar and call for one. Or like
a convenience store, a 7-Eleven.
We had no idea. So in both these two situations, we almost missed our flight. We almost missed our ski trip in Korea. It was just like a mess, and I always feel like in those situations we're on The Amazing Race because it's two of us with a huge backpack and we're running around in tears, crying.
Oh my god, those were stressful.
Those are stressful times.
Why we love to travel so much is because like we get to experience the food, so that's like kind of our main, like when we travel somewhere. We'll spend all our money on food, like there's no question about it. Mm-hmm. And we love to Google and make a list of like all the foods that we should try, and the best thing about being a twin is that we get to try all the foods because, like, Vic will order one plate, like, one traditional plate, and I get to order the other, and we kind of, like, split half and half.
So we always just do an overload. Except that one time when we went to Hong Kong, I don't know why, but Vanessa said, you're paying for the next restaurant.
And we end up at, like, a Four Seasons.
No, Four Seasons Michelin star restaurant. Vanessa, like, you got the tab. I don't even want to tell you how much this bill costs, but I still don't understand how I got forced to pay this bill.
I don't know. Why did you?
I don't know.
Probably because I brought you out alive from the rugby game the night before, which we won't get into.
I think, yeah.
That was stressful.
Something that reminds me of the rugby game is when we go out too when we're traveling, when the bouncer looks at us and says, like, this is the same ID, you have the same birthdays, and you have to explain to them
in a language that
you're both in English and they're not familiar with English. Mm-hmm. And you're just trying to communicate them with sign language that we're twins. We're the same.
He always thought it was this. We just copied.
Yeah, they thought they were fake IDs. And you're just there, like, trying to explain that we're just twins. So we have the same birthday and we look the same.
So in C-Shep, we're our birthdays are in August, so we're always like the younger ones in every class. So when it was time to go out when we were 18, obviously all our friends turned 18 before us. So they are going out clubbing and we wanted to go out. So to try and get a fake ID for twins like was impossible because first we had to find IDs that were similar. So Vic would always go to like the front of the line, like with the first few of our friends, and then I would wait like a few people behind in the line so they wouldn't realize that they're seeing that same person just went in, yeah, but with like completely different IDs. It was like different birthdays, different last names.
Yeah, the struggle is definitely real in those times. So that's why we wanted to have a little Tea with Twins traveling segment of all of our amazing travels to come. I know we're missing so many. Vanessa, I do scrapbooks for every trip, and I feel like we need to go back and look at some of the stories because I feel like we're truly missing some breadwinners.
Yeah.
I feel like we could make a whole TV series of just of our travels and our stories. So hopefully you enjoyed our crazy stories. I don't know if you have any similar ones or want to share some funny stories that you have gone through or seen. Please let us know. Don't forget to subscribe, like, and share.
Thanks again for tuning into our podcast, Tea with Twins. Don't forget to subscribe and share.